The current state of the South African economy is negative for mid to small cap stocks, but there are local businesses that have shown resilience in period of difficulties in the past. So are there quality companies in the segment of the market that are being overlooked? Independent analyst from Small Talk Daily, Anthony Clark, joins us in studio now with some of his perspectives. Thanks so much, Anthony, for joining us this evening. So the liquidity risk premium in South Africa is elevated right now, especially in a context where you've got, as I've highlighted, small and mid-cap stocks tending to be more exposed to the South African economy. So where's the sector sitting on investor radar screens at the moment? By those metrics, one would assume not very popular.
No, good evening. The answer is, as you said, not very popular at all. Even though there's huge pockets of value out there, and I've been covering the sector now for nearly a quarter of a century, so I've been through these cycles many times before. So we're seeing now a complete lack of interest in small to mid-cap stocks, a dry up in liquidity, no interest, institutions having no inflows into the segment, private clients seeing the volatility and not wanting to get involved. And as such, we are seeing significant deratings occur in the segment. And of course, that leaves valuations quite low for either buyouts, delistings, mm-hmm. or potential corporate activity going forward. But again, having seen this all before, when the turn does come and earnings do start to recover, hopefully in a growing economy, the small cap sector will recover and recover hard and recover fast.
So the opportunities then for an investor looking in, rife.
Yes, but you have to pick up the good companies that have been beaten down and you have to be patient. We now have a good 3 or 4 months ahead of us of lots of uncertainty. The Moody's rating, the forthcoming election. How will the government actually be shaped? What will government policy be going forward? You know, interest rates, the consumer. So we have 6 months probably of very uncertain times. Uncertain times, particularly in domestic stocks, in the small to mid-cap environment, does not help. But that, again, leads to potential opportunities in the longer term once the economy starts to recover, which hopefully will occur in 2020.
Let's hone in on the agri or food space in particular, because we've seen estimates for maize production updated and it's shown a small increase coming through in total harvest. And, you know, what it suggests is that we are looking at, or we should start to see some relief filtered through in input costs. Having said that, that's only one side of this equation. On the other side, you've got load shedding impacting in, input costs in a very big way. So how do things start to balance out here?
On the maize harvest, it's a key input to many food companies, the poultry stocks, the food milling companies. We saw yesterday the Crop Estimate Committee come out increasing modestly the maize harvest by 0.48% to 10.561 million tonnes. Now, the reason why that's quite important is this country actually consumes 10.5 million tonnes of maize a year. So if the crop is that size, it means we are self-sufficient. We do not have to import. Now, given where the rand is, the last thing we want is to have to import expensive food. Given there's about 3 million tonnes of maize in the silos from previous harvests, a good number yesterday suggests going forward that input costs will start to moderate and decline, which is good for the consumer and ultimately good for the food manufacturing companies. But there is a significant lagged effect. The harvest will only start hitting the silos towards sort of August, September. So as it stands right now, the food companies have hedged probably at these high levels. So the earnings for the next 6 months are not going to be good. But leading into the second half of the year and more so into 2020, the food sector to me, particularly the poultry sector and the companies that use a great deal of primary milling capacity like Pioneer Foods, look very attractive at current levels, but wait to buy. The worst is not yet over in the sector.
So within that space, you've got Pioneer Foods standing out as one for you. Let's take a look at Rhodes very quickly, because it reported an 8% rise in turnover for the 5 months to the end of February, thanks to better sales that it's starting to see. How are you feeling about that counter?
As I was taught many years ago by a wise old analyst who might be watching this program, turnover is vanity. The real sanity is cash flow and profit. Now, reading the Rhodes Foods trading statement, and there was a webcast conference call at 3 p.m. today, if you look at the underlying operations of the business, even though it was quite good top-line revenue growth, some of the key underlying operating divisions did not perform well. The international division, which has been a key problem child for the company in the last couple of years, continues to perform not to expectations. Margins are under pressure. Interest costs are up because debt was taken on a couple of years ago to fund acquisitions. They mentioned the weak consumer has seen trading down. Costs in the business are going up. So what they don't mention in that trading update is a guidance for earnings going forward. I can tell you that Rhodes has had 3 successive periods of weak results and weak trading updates. I believe that the results today indicate that when a trading update is coming, probably sometime in early May, the share price currently closed at 16.40, I believe, down about 1.8%. I think Rhodes, given the very high valuation it has, is, excuse my my analogy, cruising for a bruising. It's one of the highest rated stocks in the food sector, and prospects from our trading statement, to me, did not look good. Okay. I would not be a holder of Rhodes at these levels, and I think there's weakness to come. So that should be a warning to your listeners.
So one to veer away from. Let's leave it there. Anthony, a pleasure having you in studio for a change. Thanks so much for having joined us. That, of course, Anthony Clark from Small Talk Daily.